With a sheltered voice I speak, letting millions of words leap from my mind onto these tornadic lips, creating storms of prefabricated pictures that delve deep into the soul, twisting metaphors from the mouths of mediocre devils. Many levels my tsunami spits the sound of the life well that springs forward. However, I eat away at my own frame which holds me together. I feel fine, but I'm not getting any better. I become cannibalistic and prolific with the feelings I choose to ingest. They are mine and I want them only for me, like milk from mother's breast. Childish as it may seem, it's a daymare to make my night's dream. And I do this to clean the stained. The part of me that doesn't want you to feel my hurt as it escalates the pain, as it elevates the suffering, and as it changes to help me. My selfishness snatches breath from well-meaning minstrels, taking life from relationships to relations. My cover is blown, smoked out like a room full of Jamaicans. And I want to be exposed. See me in my pen pushing in powerful prose. I want you to look at this 400-pound piece of poetic prowess and say, he knows. He knows. See in me that which makes me the part of the paper's glory. I am the elephant in the room, so you should hear my story. An open book with war and peace on each page. But for now, I share my inner demon with Derek O. Dabney's stage name. With no sweet release, I feel the beast of burden start riding my back bare. And I don't know where. Where will I end and this reality check begins? My friends, I keep focused by bringing ideas to words, making nouns move fast so they turn to verbs, going to the edge of my own imagination and jumping off, and dizzying the intellect of those who can't verbalize, so they criticize. And to no surprise, they despise the truth in my eyes. They rather believe their own damn lies. So go ahead. I'll be me. See, I buy boxes just so I can go outside them. And in my perception, the direction of the words I be facing is a reflection of the farce from facilities of correction. Can you feel that? Can you feel the accent of my southern tongue in your inner ears? Mentally massaging the essence of poetry throughout your extremities? For me, the iris of your eyes becomes my gentle flower, and the power of your precious petals increases the strength in my hand, like masturbating until my pen came, and the paper was fertilized, my words immortalized, and my spirit canonized.